Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about remembering and forgetting. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 11, verses 4, 5, and 6, where we read this. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Exodus chapter 12, verse 38 tells us that a mixed multitude went out of Egypt. Not all of those who came out of Egypt with Moses were ethnically Israelites. Some Egyptians went with them because they were fellow slaves in Egypt, and the God of Israel proved himself more powerful than the gods of the Egyptians. Israel was a mixed multitude, spiritually speaking, as well. Not everyone had a genuine relationship with God. This is true as well of the visible church today, which Jesus said would contain good and bad until the final harvest. Back in Numbers 11, the complainers yielded to intense craving. Their desire would not be fulfilled until they yielded to it. James chapter 1, verse 14 says, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed." The attraction to sin is present within us, yet we must still yield to it when we choose to sin. But look at the question they asked in Numbers 11. Who will give us meat to eat? How could they forget the God in heaven who met their every need? It seems like Israel looked for another provider because they weren't satisfied with what came to them from God, and they were so distraught over this that they wept. Tears of repentance, or sorrow over sin, or tears of joy in the Lord, that can be beautiful before God. But many tears shed, even by believers, are really over childish disappointments. By the way they described life in Egypt, one would think that their slavery was heaven on earth. Israel here engaged in creative memory. They chose to remember certain things about Egypt, and they exaggerated them, while choosing to forget other things. Memory, both in recording and in recalling, is a creative process. And memories can be created of events that never happened. Memory often romanticizes the past. One may long for a return to the spiritual environment of one's youth, when everyone seemed more right with God and more on fire. Yet this is often confused with a simple longing for our youth, when things seemed simpler, our responsibilities were fewer, and everything was newer to us in the world. You see, here in Numbers 11, Israel fell in love with an illusion from the past instead of looking for what God had for them in the future. That was the Promised Land, which was truly a land of milk and honey. Canaan had all the food they could ever want. Friends, God's best for us is always ahead, never behind us. Are you stuck in the trap of a romanticized past? Today, ask God to give you an appropriate sense of excitement for what He will do in the future, even in the future of today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.